Planning Committee Co-Chair Trent Barkley says Heritage Days is made possible primarily through community donations and vendor and carnival fees. Additionally, he says the weekend's revenue goes toward paying off outstanding bills for some of this year's entertainment, and the rest will be reinvested.
It does allow a little bit of money left over for us to be able to start booking acts for the next year. We do use as much of that as possible to make sure that the event is bigger and better.
Barkley says it's too soon for the Macomb Area Convention and Visitors Bureau to know how much money the event made, but he says it appears the crowd was equal to, if not greater than, last year. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.